1933, when the United States was in the peak of the Great Depression, Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave his inaugural address when he took the oath of office for the first time. In his address, he said those famous words, "The only thing that we have to fear is fear itself." He went on to explain that fear has the potential to paralyze us in such a way that prevents us from acting in the way that we need to act. Those words could ring as true today as they did almost 100 years ago. Fear is something that it seems like is more pervasive than ever. When we turn on the news, we see a fear of the increase in COVID cases, fear in our own lives and our own families about how it's going to affect our health and the health of those we care about. So it's worth asking the question today, what is fear and what is appropriate role in our lives? The truth of the matter is, fear, while it is unwelcome, does have some role in our lives. You see, fear is something that causes us to be cautious when we need to be cautious. If you're walking through the woods and a bear starts to chase you, for example, you run because you're afraid. If you are unafraid, you might not run. If you're driving in traffic, you might drive more cautiously and you might wear a seatbelt because you fear the consequences of getting in an accident. Likewise, we are careful around a hot stove to not touch it and to wear oven mitts and to tell children to keep away from it out of fear of what might happen to ourselves or to other people. Yes, it's true that fear has a role to play in our lives of keeping us safe and the people that we care about safe, but fear also can go overboard sometimes. Fear also can take over our lives so much that it's the only thing that we feel and experience. One of the most common phrases throughout the Bible is, "Do not be afraid. Do not fear." In fact, it's spoken over 100 times, many times by Jesus himself. But it's worth asking the question, how do we not fear? How do we not let fear govern and run our lives? How do we allow room for love and faith, especially these days when it seems like there is so much to be scared of? The truth of the matter is, our scripture reading has a great deal to say about fear when understood correctly. In our scripture reading today, we hear the parable of a talent. And a parable, keep in mind, is a story that is fictional, but tells an important truth. And in this fictional story that Jesus tells, he tells about a wealthy landowner who went away to travel. And he called his servants towards him, and he asked them to take care of his talents. Now, talent is another word for money. And a talent is about worth over $1 million of today's dollars. So for sake of argument, we'll just call the talents $1 million each. The first servant, he gave $5 million to. Said, "Take care of it, use it wisely, watch it while I'm gone." The second servant, he gave $2 million to. And the third and final servant, he gave $1 million to. Well, the first servant with the $5 million went out and invested it. He used it wisely. And he doubled his money. He turned $5 million into $10 million for his master. The second servant went out and took his $2 million and also doubled it, turning his $2 million into $4 million. The third and final servant did not do what the first two servants did. Instead, he was afraid. He was afraid that if he went out and he invested the money, that he might lose all of it. And so instead, he took the money and he hid it away to protect it, to keep it safe, out of fear that he might lose it all. Well, the landowner returned and he asked the servants one by one what they did with their money. The first servant said, "I had $5 million that you gave me and I doubled it and turned it into $10 million. The landowner said to that servant, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have done good according to what I asked you to do." The second servant came and said to the master, "Master, I took your $2 million and turned it into $4 million. The master said, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have done a lot with what I have given you." The third servant came forward in fear and said, "Master, I knew that this money was very important to you, and I knew that you were a harsh man. I was afraid I was going to lose it all, so I took the money and hid it away. Here is your $1 million original dollars back." The master looked at him and became angry and furious and cast him out of his land, saying, "You did nothing with what I gave you, and you hid away in fear. Be gone with you and take the money that you have and give it to my other servants." Now, some people interpret this parable that when we're afraid, that when we don't move forward in our lives in faith, God casts us out. But that's not true. And that's not consistent with what the rest of the Bible preaches. You see, instead, what we are supposed to take from this scripture reading is the thing that God desires to cast out of us and our world is not us when we're afraid. It's our fear. The scripture says, "Perfect love casts out all fear." You see, what God desires is for His love to be so strong in our lives, in our world, in our hearts, that it would cast out our fear. That we will be able to move through our fears to a place of faith and love. But the question is, how do we do that? How do we live a life based on faith and not fear? Well, I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is, there is a way to move from a place of fear into faith. But the bad news is, it's probably not the way that you want it to be. You see, when we are afraid and when we pray to God, what we generally desire is that God would not help us overcome our fears, but God would fix the things that are causing us to be afraid. If we have a health concern or an economic concern, or a concern about what's going on in the world, we might pray to God and say, "God, fix that problem. Get rid of it. Do away with it. And then I will not be afraid anymore." And sometimes God does that. Sometimes God answers our prayer and fixes the problem and we're not afraid anymore. But just as often, God calls us to move through our fears to a place of faith. God does not necessarily fix the problem, but God calls us to walk through our fears, to face our fears with faith, knowing that He is by our side, and when we come through our fears, our faith will be that much stronger. How does that look? How does that happen? It may surprise you to know that for most of my life, I was terrified of roller coasters. That of my greatest fear, probably roller coasters was the greatest of them. It happened because when I was very young, my family and I, we went to Disney World when I was just 4 years old. And truth be told, there was probably a roller coaster that while I was tall enough to ride it, I wasn't ready for it, at least emotionally speaking. Throughout the whole roller coaster, I was afraid. I cried. I was scared. I was convinced that I would fall off. And if you asked me at that time, I was traumatized from that experience. And so for most of my life, I avoided roller coasters. I remember that when I was in eighth grade, my school took a trip to Great America, and all my friends were going on the roller coasters and were having a great time, and I didn't go on a single one. I sat on a bench all by myself throughout the whole day. My friends would ask me, "Andy, what's wrong? Why aren't you coming on the roller coasters?" And I was embarrassed to say I was afraid, so I told them, "Oh, roller coasters make me sick to my stomach." And that wasn't true. I was just afraid. I just didn't want to go on them. But when I got married to a person who was the exact opposite of me. You see, my wife absolutely loves roller coasters. She loves roller coasters all over the place, and the place that she loves more than anything else is Disney World. And so, shortly after we got married, before we had children, we took a trip to Disney World, just the two of us. And while she didn't say it out loud, I knew that it would be helpful if I got over my fear of roller coasters. And so she agreed to work with me on this roller coaster issue until I got over my fear. And I remember the first roller coaster that we went on together, I don't think I opened my eyes the whole time. I was terrified. I was afraid. I was so scared, but she held my hand through the whole ride, and I got through it. And then we went on another roller coaster, and another roller coaster, and another roller coaster. And each time she was holding my hand, each time she was right there with me, helping me get over my fears, talking confidence into me as we were waiting in line, and slowly but surely, every time that I went on a roller coaster, it got a little less scary. Until I got to the point where I actually enjoyed the roller coasters. I had fun with them. And now I'm happy to say I am no longer afraid of roller coasters. Now, why do I share that story with you? Well, the truth of the matter is our experience with fear and Jesus is the same way. Jesus says in the scriptures, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." You see, we get over our fears. We move through fear, not always having the outcomes we want, but understanding that Jesus is there with us. That Jesus is walking by our side, helping us get through our fears. And the truth of the matter is, if we're willing to walk in faith with Jesus through our fears, we'll always get through it. There is another side to our fears. Fear does not have the final answer. But we have to take a step, and another step, and another step to do the things that God is calling us to do so that Jesus can see us through our fears. The next time you are afraid, the next time you are feeling anxious or worried about something, call upon Jesus. Call upon His name and His power to help you walk through your fears. And Jesus will walk with you through your fears. It may not be easy. You may not get the outcome or the solution that you want right away, but I promise you, if you're willing to walk in faith, walk with Jesus, Jesus will see you through to the other side of your fear. The Bible says that God has given us a power of love, not to fall back into fear, but to fall back into Him. When you are afraid, when you're scared, when life seems difficult and overwhelming, remember the words of Jesus. "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." Jesus is essentially saying, walk with me, lean on me, pray to me, and I will help you get through this fear. That fear does not win in the end. I win in the end. And I have the final say, and I will see you to a place of faith and peace. Let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks that you call us to be filled not with fear, but with faith. Help us understand and know that all that we are and that all we have is because of you. Help us call upon your name and walk in courage so that we might overcome whatever fears we face. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.